Well, hi, everybody. I really hope that you had a great time interacting with this scripture. And really, there's just one point that Paul's trying to make, and that is the juxtaposition of God's plan and God's will and God's promise versus man's will, man's promise, man's plan. And so he uses the story of Abraham and his wife Sarah, and then their slave, female slave in their house, and he uses this story to kind of illustrate what happens when we try to take things into our own hands, aka when we try to start to follow the rules because we think we can control it. We think that if we just do a little better, if we just get into this the position or posture, then we can maybe achieve some sort of righteousness. And Paul says that's not the plan of God. But it doesn't necessarily compute to our human brains. And so what, if you don't know the story, Abraham was following God, and God promised that if he had actually, if he would do the things that God is asking, he would make Abraham's descendants as numerous as the stars. And so years kind of go by, and Abraham's wife Sarah is getting older and older and older. We're talking like really old, like well past baby getting pregnant old. And so Abraham begins to freak out. He doesn't trust God's promise to him. So he takes his female slave and has a child with her. And that child's name's Ishmael. And a little bit down the road, God fulfilled his promise and Sarah got pregnant and their son was called Isaac. And so you have these two different children. One is the fulfillment of the promise that God had given Abraham. And over here you have Abraham taking his own plans and trying to strive for this thing that God had promised, but do it on his own. And ultimately what happens is that things go really, really bad. Next week or next DBS, we're going to talk about the fruits of the spirit and the fruits of the flesh. And ultimately the fruits of the flesh, meaning what happens when you take things into your own plans, is that it'll lead to, rage and malice and envy and all these different things. And you can actually see these in real time in the story of Isaac and Ishmael, or in Sarah and Haggai, the slave that Abraham had taken into his house. Because what happens is this, is that Sarah gets envious, fruit of the flesh. The result of this union between Abraham and the slave and their son, Ishmael, Sarah gets envious. And Abraham then casts them both out of his house and makes them wander into the desert. And ultimately, thousands of years later, you have the descendants of Ishmael who become the Muslims, and you have the descendants of Isaac who become the Christians, end up getting into a bunch of different holy wars, the Crusades and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that something else wouldn't have taken the place of the conflict between the Christians and the Muslims and all the stuff that happened in the Middle Ages, but definitely you can see in this story the fruits of what happens when we take things into our own plans. All that it really led to was division, for envious. Abraham was doing things that he probably wouldn't have naturally done as a result of this, like casting your own child out into the desert. It's kind of aggressive and kind of ridiculous, and that is just because of the fruit of our own plans. So the fruit of our own plans can lead to disaster. And if we rely on the work that we're trying to do to achieve some sort of salvation or achieve some sort of righteousness or achieve good enough in God's sight, then the results is often disastrous. And so that's what Paul's trying to get at here. He's coming at yet another angle by saying, listen, this is what happens when we do it on our own. And the And what we're called to do is to fully rely on Christ and fully let Him be kind of the director of our lives. And if we do that, we will be transformed. And if we can keep this idea in front of us, it'll pay dividends in other areas as we follow God's plan, God's promise for our lives, for the people of those around us, and for our entire city. And I believe that if we continue to just keep this lodged at the very center of who we are, that God wants to do something in you, God has promised that He will finish what He started in you, and that you and I will be just better off for it. We'll become the people that He wants us to become, not the people that we're trying or striving or thinking that we should become. And so that's the whole purpose of this scripture. I hope that you got something amazing out of it. I can't wait till we're together again on Sunday. Until then, have a great day and have a great rest of your week.